Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in Minneapolis, and we're at Twin Cities Drupal Camp, and it's my pleasure to have one of the leaders of the Minneapolis PHP user group, Mr. Jonathan Sundquist. Jonathan, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
So, let's talk a little bit. You are in the leadership now. Are you the leader, or do you have a team?
More the leader, but we do technically have a team. I'm teamed up with Mike Wilbanks now that he's back in town.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I like him. He's a nice guy. Sadly, he's not here today, or we would be interviewing him as well. Mm-hmm. So, well, talk to me a little bit how you got involved in organizing a PHP user group.
So the biggest way that I got involved in organizing the PHP user group was Mike Wilbanks left. He left Minneapolis and went down to San Francisco to take his job with the Nook developer group, mm-hmm. and when he left, they needed someone to take over. So between Mike Stokes, when he was up here, mm-hmm. and myself, we both took over, started running the group. It was hard at first. It's when you start a group up, it's really hard trying to find those people to speak and continue that venue relationship that we had. But going from there, it's been really easy for the last few years.
Excellent. What do you find the hardest thing about running a user group?
Speakers are probably the hardest thing that I find about running these groups. We have a great relationship with the venue that we're at. We've been at the venue for the last probably 4 or 5 years now.
Oh, wow.
So we're at the same venue. We've been at the Nerdery, which is in Bloomington, Minnesota.
The Nerdery. Okay.
Everybody that works there is the nerd, and they also are all co-presidents. It's actually kind of a cool thing. Something somebody should actually look into.
Okay.
Look into why they're all
Chris is running around here.
Chris Weber's here as well, and he's from the Nerdery. He could give you a good reason in why everybody's called a good co-president at the Nerdery now.
I might see if I can find him and see if we can't get an interview with him.
Yeah. So we have a great relationship with the Nerdery, and now it's just a matter of trying to find those speakers from month to month. I talked every once in a while I can get out, 3-4 months out, and then once I finally get out 3-4 months and get those, I'm struggling to remember, oh, shoot, I need to find someone next month.
Yep.
So it is what it is. It's really fun. I enjoy trying to find those people and trying to encourage those people to speak just like any other user group member.
Cool. Now, you've got a couple special episodes or special meetings coming up. Sorry, episodes. I'm slipping into my Nomad PHP lingo. You've got a couple special meetings coming up in the next month or two. Tell us about who's going to be here and why they're important.
Sure. Our next big one that we have going on is actually August 20th. We're having Greg B. from Twilio. Unfortunately, I'm not going to try to butcher his last name.
We'll throw a link to his Twitter account in the show notes.
He's coming in speaking on mental health illness. So there's been the mental health illness or mental health summits going on all around the other conferences. I know mm-hmm. Madison's looking at having something. Tech had a big summit a few years ago, and which kind of kicked it off. Ed Finkler, I think, had his first one over at Ski PHP,
mm-hmm.
and he also went to another conference. We kind of thought it's something. Minnesota hasn't had anything. We haven't had anybody really speak out and talk about it a lot. So we went to Engineers Prompt website and asked mm-hmm. for, hey, would someone come to Minneapolis and speak with us? So Greg agreed to come in mm-hmm. August. And now we're going to have him come. We invited all of our other user groups, including our JavaScript user group, our Angular user group, nice. Our web design user group. So it's not something that's PHP focused, especially since Greg's not a PHP developer. So we're trying to make every other user group realize that this is something that affects all of us as developers. After that, in September, Matthew Weir O'Frenery,
Supreme Allied Commander of Zen Framework, salute. Anyhow,
found out he was going to Madison PHP and he has to drive right through Twin Cities area, Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. So Mike Wilbanks graciously reached out to him and said, hey, we're looking for a September meetup. Can you help us? And he graciously accepted and said, yes, I will come out. Unfortunately, I don't know the topic yet of what he's talking about. Most likely it's going to be App Agility,
mm-hmm.
could be Zen Framework, it could be nothing related to his job, and I'd actually be okay with that because it's Matthew, and he's a fantastic speaker.
Imwop could stand up there and read the phone book. I'd sit there and listen to it. So
he could.
He's an excellent speaker. And you're in for a real treat with Greg on the mental health thing. I saw him do his talk at LoraCon, in New York back a month or so ago, and it just blew me away. It's moving, and it's excellent. I think every developer ought to see him or Ed or somebody talk on this subject.
And I've watched Ed's YouTube video, and I'm looking forward to seeing actually someone in person be able to ask questions and have that interaction with them.
Yeah. Well, those are two great meetups. I'm sure MWOP will draw very big. I know Greg, if you can get the community behind it, will, because it's going to have an impact. But MWOP's an easy draw because, you know, that's technical and that's code. So that'll be a great talk. As with our last week's speaker, who's just sitting right next to us because we're just recording these in tandem, as with Beth Tucker Long, you do your own conference.
Yes, we do.
Talk to me a little bit about, I'm going to ask you the same things I ask her. Why did you start your conference? What's the focus of it? And then let's talk a little bit about the next one that's coming up.
So why we started was actually, I found out from Mike Stowe, who originally started this conference with me 3 years ago, was it was actually Mike Wilbank's dream to have a PHP conference here in Minneapolis. There's the closest conference to us is actually Chicago. Now, thankfully, we have another one in Madison, but if we want to go to a big conference, you go to Chicago, or you go to Santa Clara for ZenCon, or you go out to Northeast PHP in Boston. There was nothing really central to the Midwest area. So we have speakers, we bring in speakers, we have the people of our user group all the time that speak, but we don't bring in that national attention or bring in national speakers that can talk on any topics. So the big reason why we started was to bring in those people or bring in those national speakers. We've even had some international speakers. We've had Wim from London come in.
Oh, really?
Yes. So he came out for our first speaker. So we had a lot of big names for our first one. Right now we're working on our third year.
Okay.
We're just getting ready to send out the sponsorship prospectus. We just launched our brand new website written on Sculpin, written by Bo. So we are very happy for what he's contributed to the PHP community. And we're looking at starting getting our call for papers out there in October.
Okay. Yes, I was actually privileged to speak at the last one and can attest to the fact that your after party that first night, it was a little too dang good. It really was. The next day just was not a happy day for me. We're going to say I was under the weather.
Yeah, we actually, going from first year and learning some things and what we did wrong or what we could do better on and bring those concepts and bring those to the second year made second year a lot better. And we're looking and continuing driving off that second year to this third year. And last year we had three sessions. We're considering keeping three or possibly moving to four sessions again this coming year. We're keeping the same venue. We're going to be at the University of St. Thomas, same right where we are right now at Drupal Camp.
So this is a gorgeous venue, too. It really is.
It is beautiful. I think it's light years far ahead of our last venue, and I think we're going to continue this relationship here as well.
Excellent. Now, what are the dates on that?
The dates on it, oh, you're putting me on the spot. I believe they are March 14th and 15th of 2015.
Well, we will throw a link in the show notes to the conference, and as soon as the call for papers opens, we will retweet it and announce it on our sister project, Nomad PHP.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Jonathan, for taking the time to be with us today here on Voices of the Elephant. I want to, since you're a leader of a user group and also a voice in the community, I want to say thank you for everything that you do to help make the PHP community special. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.